We are learning Masechtas Megillah, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, and we are starting the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph, two dots. It says in the Mishnah, the Kfarim are Makdim Aliyam HaKnisa, which means that if Megillah falls out on a Wednesday, which is on Yud Dalet, they could come in on Yud Beis and lay in the Megillah, because they come in for Yom HaKnisa, according to Rashi, for the Bezdin, according to other Rishonim, to anyway have Kriyas HaTorah, that's what they're coming in. So therefore, since they need to come into the city to lay in the Megillah, because either they don't have a minyan or they don't know how to lay in, so therefore we don't want to make them come twice. We say they could come in on Monday and do both things on Monday. Omer Rav Chanina, Chachomim Mekalnu Al Kfarim Lias Makdim Yom HaKnisa, why was Chazal Mekel on the Bnei Kfarim that they could do Megillah on your Yalaf, your Beis, Gimel, Kedei Shiaspiku Mayim Umaz Nachem Shevakrachim, in order they should be available to supply food for their brothers in the Krachim. The food chain supply came from those cities, and if they get busy with the Megillah, so they're not going to be able to supply the food. So therefore, we allowed them to do it early to in order to give food to the brothers Shevakrachim. So we're to discuss all those things. Yeah, we're discussing. L'meimra, so it sounds like this right now, the tekanta the krachim ava, that this is the tekanta of the krachim. We're doing this for the big cities. We want the big cities to have food. So we say, you know what? You guys, lay Megillah earlier, so we can have food for the big cities. So tomorrow, v'atran, how could be? V'atran, we're doing the Mishnah. Learn the Amishnah. Chali is b'sheni. If it lands up, Yudah lands up on Monday. Kfarim v'yaros yos karim v'yayim. Both the kfarim and the big cities laying that day. V'misa, if there's a problem with the food supply, liktim ulu yom haknisa. You should be makdim to yom haknisa to Thursday before. So therefore, it should be available. So my answer is havaluhu asara v'asara l'tikir abarim. The Gemara Tarot says like this, that would be 10. From Monday to Thursday back is yud, and yud is no makar to lay Megillah. We learn from pasuk yom hashenachu or zvanehem. They're 2 days extra, and we said your gimel doesn't need a drasha. So you only have a drasha for Yud-Alef and Yud-Beis. You don't have for Yud. So therefore, you can't go back. You're right. We should have done that. We just don't have a drasha for that. That's the Gemara's first teretz right now. Toshma, we're going to say, but we're going to come up and slug up. First, that's the first teretz. Gemara worked it out. That's Yud. Can't be done. Toshma, Chalis Bechamishi. What happens if Yud-Alef falls on a Thursday? Kfarim v'yaros g'yaros karim b'yayim. Even the suburbs, they do the Megillah that day. Then Isa licked the Yom HaKnisa. You should go to Monday. But that's Yud-Alef. So why don't you do that? And for the Gemara, Yom HaKnisa, we don't push off from Yom HaKnisa to Yom HaKnisa. But the Shaila is, so why not? Why taka don't you? Maisa, they need food. Why don't you do that? So Rosh Hashanah has two terutzim, two mahalachim. One mahalach is, which I think this is a very posh mahalach, he says, it won't help being makdim Yom HaKnisa. Because they're going to be anyway busy that day, because they have to come in for laning and for the bezdin. So you're not going to gain anything. If you makdim to that, they're not going to be able to make the food anyway on Purim, because today they're coming in anyway. On Purim, they have to come in anyway on this, let's say the Thursday today. They're coming in anyway to do the Bezdin and to do the Kriyas Taras. They're not going to gain anything anyway. That's one Taras. The other Taras is of the Rosh Hashanah, that if you can make a Kedima from Yom Knisa to Yom Knisa, people will think you'll let it go from a Monday back to a Thursday also. And that's Yud, and Yud is no good. So it's a Gzeirah to that. So two Pshat of Rosh Hashanah. Either way, we're not Makdim Yom Knisa to Yom Knisa. Toshima, now that's another kasha on this whole story. Toshima, Rav Yehuda, Ein Masai, when are the small cities allowed to lane earlier? B'mokoyim shenichnoshim b'sheni v'chamishi. When they come in b'sheni v'chamishi. When it's a type of city that they go in for Kriyas HaTorah, or they go in for Bezdin. B'mokoyim of it's a type of city, shenichnoshim v'chamishi. They don't come in for whatever reason. They find a minion by themselves. Or they don't never have fights, they never go to Bezdin, whatever the case is, they never come in. Ain't Karina Yisrael is Manah. Then you have to do Dupas Manah. The Isaac Adaita, the Kant, the Krachamu, if the whole point is that they should be available for the big cities, who cares about them? The Isaac Adaita, the Kant, the Krachamu, we assume the Ainach Nas, the Shaykh Mishi, Mashal, the Krachamu, will make the Krachamu lose. If the whole point is, as Elaine earlier is, so they should be available on Purim, so then what's the difference if they go in, not go in? Why do you want them to be available? So really, this is knocks it out, and really pshat is like this. Let him just speak with my mazon. El pnei is sak my mazon lachem zekrachem. Pshat is like this, because they always supply food for their brothers in the big cities all year round. We give them a special present. The present is they can do Megillah earlier. Why is that a present for them? Because they come in anyway. It's easier for them. So it's only if it's easier for them to do it. But if they never, they don't come in anyway on Shere V'chamishi, which is not easier for them to do Megillah on that day, so then there's no point for that. The whole point is to make it easier for the suburbs. So only if it's easier. And that answers the other questions also. So that's why also when it lands up on a Monday or lands up on a Thursday, you're not mocking them. Why? Because it's not easier for them. They're coming in anyway today, the Lay Megillah today. The whole point is it's for them. Since Beschar that they always take care of the big cities all year round, Beschar that we make them, they don't have to come into the big city twice to hear Megillah. Whenever they come in, they can lane. Well, on Monday and a Thursday, they can lane. And that answers all the questions that we asked from the three things. Because Napsha, it's not the kanta the krachim, it's the kanta the kvarim, it's the kanta for the kvarim. It's good? Look the Gemara, right? I guess it's good, Moshe, right? Okay. Zokta Gemara Vaita. We're going to go Vaita, move on in the Mishnah. It says, Ketzad, Chalies B'sheni B'Shabbos. If Purim falls out on a Monday, Kvarim V'yarzot Kvarim V'yarim. Which means like this. We learn the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Purim could be on Yud Aleph. Kriyas Megillah for the Kvarim could be on Yud Aleph. On Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, and Yud Aleph. Right? And Tetzvav. So if you want to set up the Mishnah, giving examples in that order, you would start off with the cases. The first case in the Mishnah would be, if Purim falls out on Sunday, so you can lay in the Megillah on Yud Aleph. Why? Because if Purim falls out on Sunday, you mock them in Yom Kippur, which is Monday. The next case should have been Shabbos, which is Yud Beis. If Purim falls on Shabbos, you mock them to Thursday, which is Yud Beis. Then it just said Yud Gimel, right? In order. Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. For some reason, our Mishnah first starts off with falling out on Monday, which means they all lay in on Yud Aleph. Then it says falls out on Tuesday, Wednesday, which is your Beis or your Gimel, and then it says a case of Yud Aleph, then it's out of order. It should be in the order of the Mishnah. Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Zok to Gemara, that's Gemara's kasha. Maestro raised with the Naka Sidra de Yarcha, when the Hakdam of the Mishnah, it says in the Seder of the month, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Maestro Seifa, the Naka Sidra de Yemi. And when it explains the cases, it starts off for the Monday, then explains Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbat, Sunday. Why does it go that way? Maestro Seifa, the Naka Sidra de Yemi. And for the Gemara, I did them sabchile, not got tzedura d'yomei. Because if you give me cases starting on a Sunday, then a Shabbos, then a Friday, it's going backwards. It's going to confuse everyone. Therefore, it's much easier to explain the Mishnah in the order of the weeks. I did Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, those are going backwards. That you never speak out with your mouth. You just start off the case. What happens falls out on Monday? And you figure it out. What happens falls out on Tuesday? So that's an order. You won't get mixed up. In those days, remember, Mishnahs were Bahart. So you want to make it easier for them to remember. And it's easier for them to remember such a Mishnah if it goes in the order of the days. They're not going to get mixed up. Further on the Mishnah. I'm going to explain further on the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Chal yeis be'erev Shabbos. So what's the halacha if it falls be'erev Shabbos? What's the halacha in the Mishnah? Chal yeis be'erev Shabbos. Purim falls be'erev Shabbos like this. If Yudal falls be'erev Shabbos, our Mishnah says that when do the Mekeves Chayim Malein, the Shushan Purim is when? On Friday. When is regular Purim? Friday. And when does the Kvarim Lane? On Thursday. That's what our Mishnah says. So Gemara is going to bring down two other Shittas for that. But so our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi. Talk to Gemara. Mestisim, our Mishnah, Mari, it's either Rabbi or Rabbi Yossi. It's either Rabbi or Rabbi Yossi. My Rabbi, who's Rabbi? The Talmud and the Braisa. This Tanakhama with the Braisa won't be like our Mishnah. Only Rebbe is. My Rebbe, the Tanakhama and the Braisa. Chali is by Erev Shabbos. If Purim, which means Yudalad, lands up on Erev Shabbos. What's the law from this Braisa? Kfarim v'yaros g'dolos v'aktim v'yarim k'nisa. The Kfarim and v'yaros g'dolos, they go to Yud Gimel. They go to Thursday. U'mekaf v'chayim v'karim v'yayim. And mekaf v'chayim v'lein on Friday. That's what Tanakhama says. Rebbe Eimer, like our Mishnah, Rebbe Eimer, Eimer Ani, I say, lo yidchu yaros v'karim, don't push off the yaros, it's Yudal today, be Purim on Friday. Ela elu ve'elu karim b'aviyayim. Both the Yudal and Tezvav are karim b'aviyayim. That's the, and the Kvarim go to Yom Kisa. So my time with Tanakhama, what's the time with Tanakhama? So our Mishnah is like Rebbe, very good. Now, Gemara explain, what's the reason for Tanakhama, what's Rebbe's reason? My time with Tanakhama, the Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk in the Megillah, Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim aleim v'al-Zarim v'akol nilvim aleim lo-yavar li'as oisim v'shnei ha-yom ma'ila k'chsovon u'chizmanom, like it says, and it's the right zman, but kol shana v'shana, every year. So Tanakhama is actually like this. My kol shana v'shana, my kol shana v'shana, just like every year, Yoris k'demis l'mukafim, that the big cities are before Shushan Purim, before the mukafim, it's always before, right? Yudal Tezvav. Avkan, here also, Yoris k'demis l'mukafim, therefore you have to do it on Thursday. So it's be before the Mekafes Chayma. Pray to Gemara, Ve'ema, Bechol Shana V'Shana. My kol shana, it's made actually different. Maybe kol shana v'shana, my kol shana v'shana, ein nedachim a yaris m'kaimon, afkan lo yidchu a yaris m'kaimon. Why is it different? Just like every year, your dalad, you never make yom haknisa for your dalad. So this year also you shouldn't do yom haknisa for your dalad. Every year you don't make yom haknisa, so why here are you doing yom haknisa? So make a drosh like that. So Gemara, shani hachad lo yafshir. Here it's lo yafshir. Therefore you have to say, so how do you know which drosh are what? It's here because you want to make it before. You want it before Shushan Purim. You want it before the Mekavas Chaim. So how do you know which one's more important, which Rasha? So the Sfasema says, Shmak Pshat, he says that since Bechol Shana V'Shana is not 100% accurate, not every year you're not Makdim. There is a 1 year you're Makdim. When it lands up on Shabbos, if you don't have Shabbos, the loch is you're Makdim it Friday or Thursday, maximum Makdim Thursday, as our Mishnah says. It's not every year. It's not so possible. So therefore, that's a more the drasha of that every year a yaris goes before Mekavas Chaim. That's more important, and therefore that's beyond Tanakam. But we go like Rebbe. What's Rebbe's time? Rebbe my timer, because he darshes the opposite. Bechol shana v'shana, my kol shana v'shana in yaris nedachim Mekavim. So every year there's no din yom akadima. Avkal yitchu yaris Mekavim. Here also, we're not going to push away the yaris Mekavim here. It's Yudal, and it's not Shabbos today. You can learn. So why should you push it off? The aim of why isn't Darshan like the Olam Adi Yomim? V'chol Shonam V'shonam, my call Shonam V'shonam, Yoros Kedamas Gavim Kofim. So every year, the Yoros afford him a Kofim, Avka, Nami, Yoros Kedamas Gavim Kofim. So Mara says, no, Shani Ochad Lo Efshir, here, it's not Efshir. Here, it's not Efshir. And therefore, it's better than that Drosha. Zot Mara Vaiter. So Kitsa, we have Mechlekes Rebbe Tanakama, and our Mishra like Rebbe. Now we have another Mechlekes, and our Mishra like Rebbe Yossi. We're going to see a new mandiyam, a new Tanakama. It's different than the Tanakama before. My Rabbi Yossi, the Tanakama of Brisa, Chali is Erev Shabbos. If Purim lands up on Erev Shabbos, Yudah lands up on Friday. Mukofin, read this. Mukofin, v'kvarim, makdima meknisa. The walled cities and the kvarim goliyah meknisa. Vayaris gedailis, karim aviyam. The big cities land that day. Rabbi Yossi, I mean, no, like our Mishnah. Ain't Mukofin gedam leyaris. Mukofin don't go before Yaris. Le'evel karim aviyam. They're both land today. And Kvarim Gol Yom Knesset, and this is like our Mishnah. So what's Shana's Tanakama? My time in Tanakama. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, V'chol Shana V'Shana, my Kol Shana V'Shana, Yoris Bar V'Hosso, just like every year, the city, regular city is on the 14th day, V'Zman Yishozeh Lo Yishman Yishozeh, and the Zman of Mukefes Chayma is not the same Zman as the Yoris Kedarlos. There's a din, Zmanehem, Zman Yishozeh Lo Yishman Yishozeh. Afkan, a Yoris Ababa also, because that, they don't get pushed off. But hey, you have to have Zman Shazel, Zman Shazel. And therefore, you push off to become a Shaymat the Thursday. That's his drasha. His drasha has to be, they can't be the same day. And you don't want to push off your Dalit, because today's your Dalit. Therefore, you're pushing off anyway, the Mekavah Shaymat, you push it off to a different day, not the same day as the Dalit. Say every year, just like every year, the Mekavah not before Yoris, Afkan in Mekavah Kodin Yoris. Shani Ochad Lo Yafshir, here it's not possible anything else. My time of the Rabbi Yossi. My time of the Rabbi Yossi. What's wrong with Rabbi Yossi? Because Mechol Shalom Hashanah, my call Shalom Hashanah, Mekafim Kodim Liyaros, just like every year, Mekafim, not before Yoros, this is what can't be on Thursday. I've kind of aimed Mekafim Kodim Liyaros, Mekafim can't be before Yoros. The aim of Mechol Shalom Hashanah, my call Shalom Hashanah, is Mayan Shazel, Zaman Shazel, I've kind of Mayan Shazel, Zaman Shazel. The Maitha, why don't you dash it all the way, like Tanakama, the Maitha, they're never on the same day. So why here on the same day? You have no Eitzah. Like upon him, we have over here very clear Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi, who's like our Mishnah, that if it falls out on a Friday, what's the halacha? If it falls out on a Friday, when do Mekafim lane on Friday? When do Yaris Gedolos lane on Friday? And the Kvar Goliyam Knisa. We have two other Mandiyam, which you don't go like. The first Mandiyam held that the Yaris Gedolos go back to Thursday. Why? Because it has to be before the Mekafim. And the other Tanakhama held, do Mekafim go to Thursday? Because it can't be the same day. But we don't pass like that. Our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi. Zok Tegmar Vayit. V'sova Rav Yoros lo yidachin liyom haknisa? Does Rabbi hold, V'sova Rabbi Yoros lo yidachin liyom haknisa? Does Rabbi hold that a Yoros, you don't push off? It says like Rabbi, it says Rabbi holds, if it lands up on Friday, you leave it as it is. You don't push yom haknisa. And he says, because you never push it off, right? As he said. But Tanya, I'll show you, he does push it off. But Tanya says in our Mishnah, Chali is b'Shabbos. If it falls on Shabbos, Kfarim Makdim Yom Knisa, V'yaris Gedolos, the Tanakama of this Rabbi, not like our Mishnah, Kfarim Makdim Yom Knisa, and V'yaris Gedolos, Karim Be'er of Shabbos, because land on Shabbos, you push off to Friday. which is on Sunday. Rabbi Yom, which is like a Mishnah. Rabbi Yom, I'm Ani. Hova nitchu yaris mekayim. And once you push the yaris, it's lined up on Shabbos, you push it off, yitchu yom knisa, it'll be on Thursday. So like our Mishnah. But what do you see? That Rebbe's not worried about pushing some of Yidal. Because you see that you do it on the Yom Knesset. So he's makdimit. So why did Rebbe tell you to come and not makdimit? Why? Because it's Shabbos. Yeah, but still, you see that makdimit? Yeah. So Mara's Teretz is similar to you saying, Hoch Yashto. Hosom is Manam Shabbosi. They're really the real Zman of Shabbos. But you can't do it on Shabbos. So Hova Nitchu, Yitchu. Once you push it off to Thursday, so it should be the same day as the Kfar. But v'hacha, but here in the case of our case of Felon Erev Shabbos, Zman Erev Shabbos, so why should you push it off to Thursday? You don't, you're not makdim if it could be laying that day. If it could be laying that day, never makdim. So the Maravai, the Kavan Oz Lahodom Rav Chelbi Yom Rav Huna, Purim Shchalis B'Shabbos, Purim Dav Shchal on Shabbos, Hakol Nedachim Yom Knisa. Everything goes pushed off the Yom Knisa. If you call Nedachim, Zagadayta, if you come a coffin, by Mekoffin, Davi Lamachi, do it on Tetzvah tomorrow. El Kol HaNidcha, anything that's nitcha, nitcha Yom Knisa. So who's that like? The Braisa says, oh, it's a memra. Rav Huna, Rachel Vashem, Rav Huna says, Purim Shachav Shabbos, everything is nitcha Yom Knisa. Who's that like? Keman Ke Rebbe. It's like Rebbe holds, it's not on Friday. Tanakam El Hal, there was on Friday. But if it goes to Thursday, like our Mishnah.
It goes back to Thursday.
Goes back to Thursday, yeah. Even though that's the debate. You want it to be the same day as Yom Knisa. So Vashdeit Narsugya, the Kuli Yama Miya, Megillah B'Shabbos like a reader. That's clear. You don't lay Megillah on Shabbos. Why not? My time, why should you lay Megillah on Shabbos? I don't lay Megillah on Shabbos. You know, just to put it into context, we lay Megillah's Rus and Megillah's Rus and Mashir Ashirim, we lay that on Shabbos. Like, what's wrong with laying Megillah on Shabbos? I don't lay Megillah on Shabbos. Omar Rabba, Hakol Chayam Kriyas Megillah. The reason is, because Hakol Chayam Kriyas Megillah, the Goyen speaks out, those Megillahs are only a Chayavis HaTzibur. But Kriyas Megillah, every Yachar is Chayav. And therefore, there might be people who are very nervous about it, and they don't know how to lane. And they're going to come running on Shabbos. Oi, I don't know how to lane. They're running to the Rav to learn how to lane. And you're not like carry on Shabbos. Hakol Chayam Kriyas Megillah. Vein HaKol B'Kiyam V'Kiyam 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 V'hainu time for shayfar, v'hainu time for lulav. Is this a reason for shayfar? Or is the reason for lulav? That's the reason why you don't blow shayfar on Shabbos, you don't shake a lulav on Shabbos, because you might go to the chacham to learn how to do it. Frank Tosis, how do I do a milah on Shabbos? You might come to run to the rav with the milah knife to find out how to do milah. And for Tosis, that first of all, not every person is a mile, unless you're a bucky. Shabbos, it's not the guy that starts the Shabbos. No, I want to do a milah. Let me go to the rav to find out. You don't do that. Someone who does a milah is a bucky in milah. And if we're not worried, he's a run, do it. That's one on Tzitzit Taisus. Then Taisus handles the whole Shaila. Hey, Lebo Sheifa on Yom Kippur. You might come to carry. So, yeah, Taisus is only Ben Hashmashas, maybe. I am Shalman Taisus that talks about that. Rav Yosef Aymer, Mepnei Sheaneim, Aneim Shalnithinim, Masuris Lamikr Megillah. A different shot in why you don't lay Megillah on Shabbos. First shot was because you might carry, just like Shaifa and Lula. Rav Yosef says, no, the reason is like this. That the Na'anim know when they lay Megillah, we make big bucks. That's the day we get Matanas of Yainim. If you lay Megillah on Shabbos, you can't get Matanas of Yainim on Shabbos. Why not? Because if it's money, it's muksa. And if it's not money, Matanas of Yainim, you might carry it. Therefore, bring it home. Therefore, there's no Matanas of Yainim on Shabbos. Therefore, we will not allow you to lay Megillah because the Na'anim are going to be looking for the money and not get money.
What?
Economy. That'd be the same thing for the child carrying 100%. Tainah v'hachi, the Brayis said like that also. Afish amar kfarim makdim leyom knisa. For example, by kfarim, we'll give you this idea of a name shenanim mesuos. Tainah v'hachi, this idea that the anim away from Megillah. It says afish amar kfarim makdim leyom knisa. Even though by kfarim, when it's yom knisa, they go earlier. Still goyvim by bayayim or mechalakim by bayayim. So it sounds like saying this. Even though we push off the Megillah to your base, we still collect the matzah v'yayim on your base. Also an afish shver. It's because they said that making Megillah your base, you have to give a Tars of Aram then. Ella, you're right. Therefore, we're saying like this. That Kfar Mua Makdim Yom HaKnisa, the halacha is that they get Matanus of Yainim by Megillah because they're waiting for Megillah. So they get Matanus of Yainim on your base. Aval simcha ain't hagas of bezmana, but the suda, when is it? That's only bezmana. Yud beis, yud dal. only your dalit. It means, even though they're being makdim the Megillah to your beis, the Sudas Purim was on your dalit. What about Mishloach Manos? What about Mishloach Manos? What's the halacha there? So really, this Gemara that we just learned is very negay. It's the Geya Hayoim, if Tezvav in Yishlayim falls out on Shabbos, Purim Mishulash. So when do you lay Megillah? You can't lay Megillah on Shabbos. Now lay Megillah on Shabbos. When do you lay Megillah? On Friday. If you lay Megillah on Friday, when do you do Matalas Hayoim? So Teretz says, you do Matalas Hayoim by the Megillah. But what about the Suda? So the Suda, they do on Shabbos or on Sunday. The Suda doesn't have dinner, it's not Mikra Megillah. So when do you do Mishloach Manos? So Mishbrua speaks out, the Mishloach Manos always goes together with the Suda. And Mishbrua is learning that the Suda goes on Sunday. So therefore, Mishloach Manos goes on Sunday.
What
do you do on Shabbos? What?
You said you could do the Suda on Shabbos.
It's Mechaikas Rishonim when they do the Suda.
So if you
do the Gordon, the one. Then you do Mishloach Manos on Shabbos then. I shall carry, I don't know. Yeah. If it goes with the Suda, that's what Mishbrua says. I think, technically, because Mishbrua says it's going on Sunday. So he says it goes with the Suda. The Chazinish says, no, it goes with the Matanos Levianim. So it'll go on Friday. So you have to know if you're in Purim Mishulash, when to give Mishloach Manos. Do you give it on Friday, or give it on Sunday? Like Chazanesh and Mishbrua, they probably give it on both days when it comes out to such a thing of Purim Mishulash.
We had it last year.
Well, yeah, we had last year. I don't know what you did. And number two is, I just want to speak out that Rav Yosef, who says that the reason why we don't live Megillah Shabbos is because of the Neim, he agrees to the idea of Shemi Yavarena. Why? Because if he, Rav Yosef, why didn't he blow Shofar on Shabbos? Because of the Neim? No, Aniyim by Shofar and Melulav. So he agrees to the idea, Shavi Avraham. Tosfos speaks this out. He agrees to the idea. He just holds by Megillah. We have another reason. We have a reason of Aniyim shall Aniyim Nesuyos to that. And then, but we're saying again, with the Mishloach Manos, Peter Mishbura goes together with the Suda, and it goes together with Suda, and according to the Chazanish, it goes together with the Matalas Lav Yainim.